When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight, part of the BetQL Radio Network. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Horvath, are you a gift card giver at the holidays?
I mean, I try to. It depends. Yeah, I mean, you know, for my cousins, I'm more like, okay, so I would rather get a gift card, I've always said this, and be able to go buy whatever I want than somebody get me something.
Right.
It's the wrong size.
Yes.
I have to take it back.
Talk to me.
I actually have to go into the mall. Yeah, I'm a gift card guy, man. I love the Pato idea. So that's my Christmas tradition. I come back home to Chicago, and me and the majority of my family, we all go to Hollywood Casino. Sometimes we'll go to Pato if we want to make the 90-minute trip. But we like to go to the casino. You know, you get dinner. Have a good time, play some slots, play a little roulette as a family. I think that's a great idea. Originally, I thought you said get them a one-night stand.
Stay, man.
I was like, hey now, Sparky, don't let Kay hear that, man.
It's a one-night stay, I said. Stay, not a one-night stand. That's not what I said. Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. Follow him on Twitter, at Ryan Horvath. All right, let's talk first about this game coming up on Monday night. Then we'll get to college football playoffs. Packers-Saints. Packers, a huge favorite in this one, Ryan.
Yeah, and, like, a bunch of professional money coming in on Green Bay. The reason being, the Saints are no good, right? I mean, like, at least coming into the year, you thought that they could be decent defensively. Remember, though, the Saints got off to that 2-0 start, and
yep,
they had the number one offense in the league. They
yep
looked like the greatest show on turf. They were scoring 40 points per game. Then they stepped up in class, and they came back down to earth. I think Green Bay is going to be able to torch them on the defensive side of the ball. Their best cover corner was Marshawn Lattimore. They traded him away, and even with him on the field, they were outside the top 20, man, defending the pass. Not much better defending the run. So I think Josh Jacobs should be able to eat in this game. I think it's a good, not even a get right spot for Jordan Love. He's been the best quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, really the last 5 weeks of the season. But I think he should be able to pad the stats. And, you know, I was on with Andy Herman on Monday morning, and I was kind of surprised that people were upset. You know, I get you don't want to settle for 3 points, and maybe people thought Matt LaFleur got a little bit too cute. They wanted to see Matt LaFleur and that offense keep their foot on the gas. But I was actually fine with what they did against Seattle, man. Seattle's defense has been pretty dang good, really, the last month of the season. They've had some injuries, but they've been better against the run. So I was fine just like a three-possession game, especially when Geno Smith got knocked out of that game and you were playing against Sam Howell. I've never seen anything like that, Spark, in a primetime game. Sam Howell looked like he was taking a nap.
Yep.
He was drinking on the sidelines. He looked terrible. And it was funny because Collinsworth, the first thing he said, oh, well, Sam Howell, here's a guy. He's going to let it rip. He's not going to be scared. He did not let it rip. He took 3 consecutive sacks back to back to back without letting it rip. So I think this is a good spot for Green Bay, man. And I think that number is only going to continue.
But Ryan, that thing opened at 13.5, I think. It is. I think it's at 14.5 now.
See, I couldn't, man, I can't bet an NFL team past 14.
Right.
That's going to be the highest. That's going to be one of the bigger spreads all season long. But, all right, so for some context, The Ravens, the biggest spread of the season came last week. It was Baltimore. I think they closed at 15 and a half. No, 16, I'm sorry, against the New York Giants with, Tommy DeVito as their starting quarterback. And then Tim Boyle. Well, the Ravens won and covered, right? And I think that's an indicator. Like, the Saints, not a whole lot to play for. Last week they started Jake Haener. He got benched, so they had to bring back Spencer Rattler. It is not a good situation right now for the Saints. That said, I'm not betting Green Bay at that number, man. These are still NFL players. It's not, although the Giants are really trying their best, because you'll get yourself hurt up there. A lot of points, but I definitely don't want to take the Saints. Green Bay should win this game, and they need, like I said, they need every win that they could get right now. I want the best possible seed possible. We'll see what happens with the Lions down here down the stretch. Minnesota might end up winning the NFC North, as crazy as it sounds, man, with all these injuries now for Detroit. So this is a big game for Green Bay. You can't have a slip-up, but I don't think there'll be one.
Well, we're going to find out if there's going to be one or not. Right now, I'm looking at AccuWeather. And for Monday, considerable cloudiness with some snow, 72% chance of snow on Monday. And I will tell you that earlier today, the Green Bay Packers had practice, and they were outside practicing in the snow. The field was covered in snow, and LaFleur had them out there running around trying not to kill themselves, practicing in the snow. They're expected to get up to 10 inches of snow in Green Bay today.
Yeah, hey, that's what we ask for.
Yes,
right?
But my point is, Ryan, that that's a dome team coming to Green Bay, dealing with cold and possibly dealing with snow. So does that change your mind?
No, yeah. I mean, that's why I could only bet Green Bay in that game. You got a dome team that already struggles to move the football, right? Kamara's not healthy, so he's not going to be able to go.
Correct.
I don't know how they're going to generate any offense, man, unless this defense just no-shows. But it also scares me a little bit from laying a big number. I don't know how many explosive plays the Packers are going to be able to hit in this game. So maybe it's just like Josh Jacobs, 4-yard carry, 5-yard carry, keep the Saints offense on the sidelines. That's why, man, if anything, maybe I just bet the under. Totals are always tricky when you get these weather conditions. Snow never bothers me. Rain never really bothers me. Wind always bothers me. Wind is when I play unders. But, you know, like we've seen offenses have success in the snow. But if it's windy and cold, that's a whole other story, man. But, yeah, that's another factor why this line continues to go up in favor of the Packers. That's right there the thinking that every professional gambler has right now, right? Backup, third-string quarterback for the Saints. Dome team going into a cold weather, snowy situation. Usually it doesn't end well, right? And there's always the guys, though, that try to make the case for these warm weather or these dome teams, the people that bet the Miami Dolphins +4.5 at Arrowhead. And you're always wrong. So I think it's Green Bay or pass on this game.
Let's talk about the college football playoffs that start Friday and Saturday. And first game Friday night, Indiana and Notre Dame. In that one, Notre Dame is what I'm looking at right now. I see 7 with an over-under number of 52.5. That's the total. I would love to see the Hoosiers stun your Irish, just because I think it would be a great story. I don't have a lot of faith that will happen, but I'd love to see it.
It could happen. I mean, you're giving Kurt Cignetti extra time to prep. We've seen Notre Dame lay an egg already this season against Northern Illinois. But the thing is, since that game, they've been a completely different football team. And I'm not like the typical Notre Dame homer. Usually I bet against Notre Dame. In fact, if I were to bet this game, I would probably take the points with Indiana, anything over a touchdown. I think this could be a touchdown game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. If anything, I would bet the under 52.5. Indiana's defense has been top 10 really all season in most metrics. Nobody talks about it because we talk about their offense or we talk about the schedule that they face, but they've been pretty good. Even in that Ohio State game, Ohio State didn't hit a bunch of explosive plays, right? That game went under. And with Notre Dame, I wonder, are they going to be able to, if they have to throw the football, are they going to be able to, man? Their best wide receiver, Bo Collins, only has like 490 receiving yards. They rely on their run game. They have 3 running backs who average at least 6 yards per carry. Jeremiah Love's the best. Next year, he might be a Heisman contender. Their second leading rusher is the quarterback, Leonard Riley. He also has 14 rushing touchdowns. So I think they're going to be able to run the ball on Indiana. I think they'll probably take their foot off the gas at times in this game. So I kind of lean Indiana keeping it close, man. And I won't be surprised if it's like a field goal game. I wouldn't be shocked if Indiana won this game outright. I feel like people have really been undervaluing them all season long. The thing that scares me, though, like if you want to bet Indiana, I'm sorry, Notre Dame in this game, I would probably wait. If Indiana gets ball first, their scripted stuff all season long has been really good. We saw that against Ohio State. They marched down the field. And then they did nothing the rest of the game. And that's what scares me, man, because I think Notre Dame's defense is better than Ohio State's defense. And in non-garbage time in that game, Indiana only averaged 1.7 yard per play. So if I'm an Indiana fan or I'm betting them, that's what scares me. But as a Notre Dame fan, what scares me? But I think it'll be a closer game than some expect. I like the under, and I like Indiana to keep it close.
Ryan, when you said what scares you, God took you off the airwaves, and then you started talking after you said what scares you. I think God's rooting for Notre Dame, too, and just muted you at that point. SMU and PSU, a.k.a. Penn State, the 11 versus 6. We talked about SMU earlier about with this NIL thing, all these billionaire oil men. They're going to buy and get whoever they want, it sounds like, going forward. And we'll probably see SMU in the playoffs year to year going forward now. Your take on this one, and again, this situation here, Penn State favored by 8.5, total 53.5.
Yeah, so these are my biggest bets, actually, in this game. I like the over sitting there right now at 54.5.
Ooh, up a full point.
I really like what I saw. I like what I saw from Penn State's offense against Oregon, man. They went up and down the field. They had both Katron Allen and Nicholas Singleton both rush for 100 yards in that game. They were able to hit explosive plays. What I want to see in this game is SMU safeties are really good. They actually have the second highest safety grade in the country, right next to Ohio State. And they are good at limiting the stuff in the middle of the field. Penn State's pass game is just pretty much Tyler Warren. He's the best tight end in college football. He won that award. He had over 1,000 receiving yards. He had over 80 receptions. But I think they're going to be able to shut him down. So is Drew Aller going to be able to beat them with his outside receivers on the outside? That's the question that I have. I think that Penn State ultimately, eventually, probably runs away with this game in the second half, meaning they win by at least 10 points. But I think SMU will keep it close for at least a half, and I think it'll be a back and forth. I think it's going to be a shootout. I like the over 52.5. I just think at the end of the day, Penn State has too much talent.
Wait. You have the over at 52.5, not 53.5?
I bet 52.5, and then it went up. Yeah, gotcha. Money came in on the over. I think it's like 54.5 even in some spots.
Wow.
I think that game has potential to be a shootout. SMU's offense with Kevin Jennings has been much better, man. To start the season, they started Preston Stone. The problem with him is he's just a classic drop-back passer, and their offensive line has struggled at times, so you need that dual threat guy that could use his legs, and that's Jennings. You know, and I really like, there's a couple props I like in this game. The running back Smith for SMU, I like his receiving yards over 18.5. I think that's going to be closer to 50. I think that he's going to have a pretty solid day against Penn State. So, yeah, I like the over, and I do like Penn State at 8.5. I just think Penn State's the better team. SMU has been a great story, but I think they're going to get clobbered in the second half of this game.
If you want Ryan's takes along with PJ Glasser on the Clemson-Texas game and Tennessee and Ohio State, tune in. Tailgate kickoff Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. That's right before Wisconsin Sports Weekend with Charlie Usen and Thomas Wirtz here on The Fan from 9 to 11. And Ryan and PJ will break down both of those games, Clemson-Texas, Tennessee-Ohio State, coming up on Saturday between 8 and 9, and he'll give you his picks at that point. Ryan Horvath, thank you so much.
Thank you. Hey, really quick, my before I get off the air bet, the Packers to represent the NFC, 7-1, plus 700. Detroit is beat to hell. San Francisco's cooked. I don't even know why I brought them up. I still do not take Minnesota seriously, and we all know what I think about the Eagles. I think they're the best team in the NFC. But I think we might get a Packers-Eagles NFC Championship game, maybe, just maybe, or those are the two teams to beat in the NFC.
Packers, baby. I'm with you on the Packers. Right. Yep, take care, Ryan. There he is, Ryan Horvath. BetMGM tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan